B-Pod Studios.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
All right, here's the big moment on the Mani, Roy, and Loren Show. We've been promoting it for the last 24 hours. Somebody on the show was cheated on and got a full confession from the person who did the cheating. Now, I'm married to my wife, Amanda. Loren's married to Dallas. Roy's engaged to Sterling. And producer Nicole has her girlfriend, Jess.
We are all taken.
So who's going to step up and say they were the one that was cheated on? And it'd be great if more than one person stepped up to the mic.
Okay,
anyone?
Listen, guys.
Anyone?
It was not me.
Actually, let's welcome Sterling to the radio show. Hey, Sterling. what's going on?
Actually, it was me.
Whoa.
Yeah. So.
What?
Yeah, I got a DM from a guy that I used to date. And
okay, stop right there. Not Dallas.
No, it wasn't
okay.
Dallas.
Okay, all right, Roy, because I thought...
Oh my gosh, could you imagine? I wouldn't be able to have waited until 8 o'clock to slam him.
Okay.
All right, so no, it was not my current relationship. It was not my husband. This happened, I guess, if I had to go back... Well, let me read you the message first,
yeah,
so then we'll talk... about timelines. So he reached out to me and he said, "Hey, Loren, I know this is so random, but I've done a lot of soul searching lately and I wanted to confess something to you. I cheated on you with Allison right before you broke up with me. I've held that guilt for so long because it's not in my character to cheat, but I just wanted to tell you, it looks like you're doing great."
What?
That is it. That is the only, like...
You know, what's going on in his life where he feels the need to send that email?
P.S. What's going on in my life that everybody feels the need to reach out to me through DMs? My half-sisters, like,
yeah, like
an
your
ex-boyfriend.
DMs, are you on the black web?
Right? I don't know what's going on.
So, question. How long ago was this?
Okay, so I dated him right... out of high school when I started cheering for the Dolphins. So.
07?
No. Way earlier than that. Probably 03.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you were cheated on a decade ago and he wants to tell you about it.
Right? And how flipping annoying is that? Like, if I had known, it would have never bothered me. And I know who the girl is, too. And I don't care because clearly we've all moved on.
Right.
But I really want to unfriend her on Facebook now.
Oh, your Facebook friends with her?
Yeah, we all went to high school together.
Oh.
And by the way, I have a 20-year high school reunion coming up this year.
You weren't invited to the first one. You think you're going to be invited to this one?
Yeah, who runs it, Allison?
Right. So, I mean, how should I feel about this?
Did you respond?
I think I'm going to close down my social media accounts.
Did you respond to him?
No.
And when did he send this? Within the last week? This weekend? What?
Friday night.
That's so weird.
So here's the thing. It's actually been almost two decades because it's 2022.
A year,
he's been sitting on this for two decades.
Yeah.
And what's he want you to do with that information?
Well, not only that, but like, why now? You just did some soul searching and like, what am I supposed to do with that? Say, is he looking for an it's okay for like me to forgive him so that he can feel better about his life?
That's not fair.
Sounds to me like maybe he's doing some therapy and you came up in a therapy session maybe.
Great.
Maybe, is he married?
Yes, and he has kids.
So maybe he cheated on his wife and they're working through that in therapy. And maybe he's like, the therapist is like, you need to go through and apologize to everyone you cheated on.
Well, how about this? So I'm friends with his wife on Facebook too. So should I just unfriend everybody, Allison, him, and his wife?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Right? What goes on?
I don't know, but I love your life. Oh, do I love your life? Although my exes are very odd, too. Like, don't forget, I have an ex who I knew I dated for a long time who moved here, and I basically helped her get settled.
That's true.
I haven't heard from her since, but I helped her get settled here.
You must have did a great job.
I haven't heard from her.
Roy was mad because I didn't recommend him as the realtor. I was like, no, you're too close to the situation. Come on. 704 says he was drinking more than likely and was getting into his feels.
But, like, how does my name come up from 20 years ago?
704-570-9595. We'll play a song, knock our commercials out. Then let's come back and we'll talk more because I want to spend more time on this. Loren just found out that an ex from 2 decades ago cheated on her with someone she's still friends with on Facebook. The whole thing's no biggie. But, like, what would you do? Would you unfriend everybody?
Or do I just leave it all alone? Because
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Like, do I even respond to that? You're at a loss for
words. I'm at a loss
for
words. I don't know. Is he cute?
Not anymore.
This is the Manny Ryan Loren Show, 704-570-9595.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
The Loren that was cheated on? Yes, that Loren is part of the Manny Ryan Loren Show. If you're just joining us. Loren told a story a little while ago about how an ex reached out to her.
Yeah, I got a DM from him confessing him cheating on me 20 years ago.
With someone who you know.
Yes, and we're all good old Facebook friends. Me, him, his wife, and the girl he cheated on me with.
When was the last time you talked to the girl he cheated on you with?
Oh, God. I might have been 24.
Okay, so years ago.
No, but yeah, but we're still Facebook friends.
Right, because everybody wants to see what's going on in everybody else's life. We totally get that. Roy and I get that. But the thing is, like, if you knew then what you know now, you'd be way madder about it. You're married with 2 kids, and it's 2 decades later.
Yeah. I'm not mad about it. I just don't, like,
Right.
But that's probably why he said something now, because it doesn't matter.
The guy could have at least called on Confession Wednesday.
Oh,
that would have been tremendous.
I'd have been embarrassed then.
So we're getting some text messages. Like 704 said he was drinking more than likely in his feels. Another 704 said unfriend him and Allison, but remain Facebook friends with his wife. He will poop his pants wondering what you're up to.
That's funny. I think I'm going to do that. That is really funny. And our 20-year high school reunion is this year, so... That'll be really fun. I want to see if he goes now. He definitely won't bring his wife.
I never cheated on someone, but I definitely revenged someone that I dated, broke up with me, and I was mad about the breakup. I was in college, so I messed around with their friend.
That's rude.
And I think they stopped being friends. Yeah, but I felt good about it. It's not the best thing to do, but, you know.
Ruin a friendship.
Some people deal with therapy in different ways, Loren.
Okay.
Might have to do a revenge thing.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it part of Alcoholic Anonymous to make amends? Maybe he's making amends. Maybe he's an alcoholic.
Doesn't that have to do with the alcohol, though? Like, what does our relationship 20 years ago have to do with?
You weren't engaged. You weren't planning on marrying this guy. You didn't have children. No. There's no reason for him to tell you.
No.
I would take it to the grave.
Of course.
I don't know what's wrong with him.
No, of course we all would. That's why we're all perplexed by this whole thing.
Like, should I just, like, message him back and put lie until you die? Like, what?
Just because he can clearly go on social media and see that you're a big-time radio star and that your life is good and that...
But he said that in the message.
Yeah, he said...
That's why my point is that...
I see you're doing well.
That why even... Like, why would you even do that? Now, if I saw someone's life was in shambles and I cheated on them and my life is great, I might, you know, feel bad.
Like, do you think Sterling would be upset with you, Roy, if an ex reached out to you and confessed a relationship fudge? You know what I mean? Like,
no, he wouldn't be upset. Why, is your husband upset?
No. And we had a good laugh about it. Like, I told him as soon as it happened, but
okay.
I don't know.
Amanda would find it odd that she reached out, though, if it was me. She would just find it odd. Like, why do they need or feel after 2 decades to reach out? Like, was there more to it than you're saying? That's what Amanda would probably say.
Yeah, I could see where somebody would feel like that.
But he said in the message that he was doing some self-reflection. So who knows? Who cares? If it was Dallas, I'd care more. I got to be honest. If it was Dallas confessing.
Can Dallas call in? So maybe he's done something.
No.
So funny. All right. If you missed it, the we have the whole thing that we just talked about and the War of the Roses before it up on our replay. Go find it. Listen to it. Find the be part of the thousands that download the MRL Show replay on demand wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll do a quick break. When we come back, we are going to talk about where's my show sheet? We got to talk about flossing in public. Did you see Katy Perry?
I did see this, and I think you, I might do it too.
Okay, all right, let's talk. Don't go anywhere. Hang tight.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
MRL! Hey! I listen to you every morning.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on KISS 95.1.
MRL!
So Katy Perry was doing an interview with our radio friends over in England. And they said, tell us about your man Orlando Bloom's disgusting habit. Like, what does he do? And what did she say?
She said he flosses in public.
Is that gross or is that sanitary?
No, it's pretty gross because if you think about it, you're basically flinging all the food that's in your teeth all over wherever you are. But I have to say, I have flossed in public many times.
Like where?
Definitely at a restaurant. Definitely at a restaurant.
Roy, are you a public flosser?
No, I don't floss.
So Katy Perry would be equally disgusted with you. Like, on one hand, here's my fiance Orlando that flosses everywhere. And on the other end of the spectrum, here's Roy who flosses never.
I'm not proud of it.
I don't floss unless I need to. Like, I floss when there's something in my teeth. And Amanda says that that's gross. That, like, I'll use my pinky.
Yeah.
If nail to try and go in and get something. And she goes, dude, we're at the restaurant. Stop doing that. I go, there's something in my tooth.
I carry floss in my bag. So that's why I said I've definitely flossed at a restaurant because I do get food stuck in my teeth, especially back like in my molars all of the time. So instead of being uncomfortable, I'll just floss it right then and there. Ew!
You just pulled something out.
Ew.
Oh my gosh.
God, brush your teeth. Oh, then he ate it.
What am I going to do with it? Flip it on the floor? He'll yell at me.
Trash can. I don't know.
It's a piece of banana from this morning.
Ew.
I don't know, Roy. It's almost like it's Katy Perry saying that Orlando's so wonderful, his teeth are so great, but he flosses everywhere. She says, right. By my bed, in my car, in the kitchen, and then she said, and I quote, like, go do that privately. You don't need to do that in front of everybody.
Yeah.
But you don't want to leave the table if there's conversation going on and you have something stuck in your teeth.
Right.
I don't know. I'm torn on it.
I don't want to be uncomfortable, so I'm probably going to continue to floss in public.
How about this? When you leave Golden Corral, you get the toothpick, so I think it's accepted to do it in public.
Yeah, I guess my dad, he always rocked the toothpick, and he would dig.
Mm-hmm. I've done it at the movie theaters. You get the popcorn when you go in. I always get kernels stuck in my teeth.
Do you have floss with you at all times?
Yeah.
Yes.
She said she does. Okay. Do you know what I use? I don't use floss. I have...
Use paper. I've seen you.
Here I will. I'll make the paper really... try and make it tight. But at home, in my drawer with my toothpaste and everything, I have a little sample packet.
Like a floss pick?
Nope. It's not floss. It's like a sample packet of a shampoo. But it is so thin and so perfect that I use the corners of it to get into my teeth.
Oh, that's so gross.
It's not gross.
Dude, it's been sitting in your drawer.
And then I do put it
back in. People's hands have been all over it.
I put it back in. You're right. After it's been in my mouth, I don't throw it away. I put it back in for later use. I don't even know if I clean the corners of it.
Mm.
I may be way more gross than Orlando Bloom.
Maybe.
Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Is there something that you cook that no matter how hard you try, it just never turns out right? Like, is there a dish that you challenge yourself to make every once in a while? And you're like, okay, I'm going to do it right this time. And no matter how long you try it and how much you read and you YouTube it, it doesn't work out right. Roy, do you have something like that?
Yeah.
What dish is that?
I have a hard time with, like, cakes and baking. I'm not a baker.
Oh.
You have to be very, very precise with baking. And if you've ever witnessed me cook, I'm not precise in what I do.
It's a little of this, a little of that.
Yeah, you know, I'm doing this cool thing with Sterling. Is like every night we're cooking together, and I'll have him do tasks, and I'm like, all right, we'll go ahead and season this. And then he's like afraid to put salt on. I'm like, no, grab a big handful of salt. Let's put it on. Let's go.
Yeah, Amanda and I made spaghetti last night, and we were excited for it. We had a good bottle of wine, and we made garlic bread. And for some reason, we cannot get the garlic bread right. We try and try and try. It burns. It's either not cooked enough or it burns. We don't hit. We haven't hit the middle ground in probably five tries to make decent garlic bread.
Okay.
All right. Off the air, I'll help you, bud.
No, it's not that. It's like
you just can't get it right.
Yeah, it's the timing of it. Like all the ingredients are there. You know, we get the Italian bread, we put the garlic on. Amanda did all of it, and she's like, all right, Alexa, set a timer for 10 minutes for the bread. And then we check it. We're like, okay, it needs to go in for another three. Well, that's too freaking long. When we check it after 3 minutes, it's burnt.
Maybe you have a hot spot in your oven.
Maybe. I don't know. I like Roy laughing, though. Mm-hmm. Personally, I try and rock the omelet. But I can't. It is hard for me to make the perfect omelet.
Yeah, omelets are hard. I think omelets are hard just because they're, like, if you don't do it right, they're not as pretty.
And they burn. Like, you can get the brown on it because you want to cook the inside.
See, I just can't. For some reason, my omelets never go together properly. It looks more like scrambled eggs when I'm done with an omelet.
The flip isn't good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think omelets are one of the easiest things to make.
Really? You make it without having burn marks on the outside?
Yeah, I actually like to have a little color on the outside, but yeah, yes.
A little color is one thing, but you can't burn it. See, but the thing is you got to flip it at the right time. Because if you flip it too early, Loren, it's going to break. But if you leave it on too long, it's going to brown and burn.
It's easy.
I wish I could be a Kardashian and just hire a chef, you know?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Wouldn't it?
You know, we were supposed to do a cook-off here in the studio between Nicole and I.
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't like to be on the radio, Nicole. We need to go ahead and start that back up.
We will.
I'm down.
Yeah. What dish do you try and make over and over and it just doesn't turn out?
I'm working currently on perfecting the filet.
Steak?
That's tough.
Mm-hmm. When I cook... steak. My dad has an amazing New York strip recipe, so I just always do that.
Are you doing it on like a cast iron skillet or on the grill?
Cast iron. So I'm working on it. The first time, it's Jess's favorite, so I have tried it twice. The first time was
your dad's recipe.
No, the filet.
I know, but you're using your dad's recipe?
No, because his recipe's for a New York strip.
Oh, well, see, I'm so dumb, I don't even know the difference. Yeah. Steak is steak, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, the first time that I tried to cook the filet, I didn't know the difference either, but apparently there is.
Okay.
So.
All right.
A friend, Google reverse sear, and it will change your life.
That sounds like a food moving position furniture thing.
So what we want to say is none of us are perfect, but we will cook for any parties you have coming up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
It's funny, we were just talking about what we try and perfect cooking.
Yeah.
And we can't. Like, my wife and I, for some reason, just don't ever time the garlic bread right in the oven. It's either undercooked or we wait too long and it gets burnt. And there's a simple fix. You got to figure out the right time.
Right. I know you're going to laugh about this, and it's so simple, but... And you guys know that I struggle with this, but I still to this day can't time popcorn.
How?
I don't know. I can bake a cake. I can make most dishes. Ren, I'm not great at grilling, and I can't make popcorn.
There's a popcorn button on the microwave.
I know that, but when I told you guys that there was a popcorn button, you guys told me not to use it.
No, we said use the popcorn button and then add 10 seconds. That's the best recipe for the microwave here.
Mm.
And then tell everyone what happened when you did that.
I may or may not have started a fire here.
And now we're banned from making popcorn here, or at least Loren is.
Right.
It was a full popcorn ban, then we managed to talk to our big boss, Walter, and begged him to just let it be a Loren ban.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about food, and why not continue to talk about someone named Danielle Shapiro from Mountain View, California, who wanted to get her money's worth at a $50 all-you-can-eat sushi buffet?
Oh, I could do some damage in an all-you-can-eat sushi buffet.
I know. We used to go to Roussan's.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's a restaurant right around the corner from our work. But after indulging in a little too much, trying to take too much advantage of the all-you-can-eat restaurant, she ate 32 rolls of sushi, and she binged so much that she was rushed to the emergency room from the restaurant with severe stomach pains.
Wait, because it's raw. You can only have so much raw, right?
I don't know. Maybe it was the rice, like too much rice.
She was diagnosed with gastroesophageal reflux disease, commonly known as acid reflux.
Mm. Wow.
I don't think I could. I love me some sushi, and producer Nicole and I are talking about going for sushi today. But, Nicole, will you down 32 pieces of sushi?
32 pieces? I mean, there was one time I got four rolls, and there's probably like six or eight pieces in a roll.
I think I could do it.
Yeah.
38 pieces? Is that what you said, or 32?
32 rolls of sushi. 32. That's a lot.
Oh, 32 rolls?
Yeah.
No.
Not pieces of sushi.
It's gotta be pieces.
No. This is 30. She ate 32 rolls. She ate 32 sushi rolls,
okay,
this woman.
Okay, well, that's insane.
Well, that would make sense on why someone would go to the hospital.
Yeah, that is.
What were you thinking?
32 pieces of sushi.
What's the difference?
Well, there's a roll which has multiple pieces. So it's the difference between 32 pieces of sushi and 130 pieces of sushi.
Right.
No, but the roll is packed. The roll is packed with all the sushis inside the roll.
Right. But if I order a spicy tuna roll, it's going to come in six pieces.
Right.
Right.
But it's going to be rolled.
Yes.
Okay. So what were you like? You think that she ate 32 individual pieces of sushi?
Yes.
No. Anybody can do that. And nobody orders 32 pieces. First of all, when you go to a sushi restaurant, you order the sushi roll.
Okay.
Right? Am I right?
I went to sushi with my mom on Friday night, and her boyfriend ordered, I'm not kidding, 30 pieces of sushi. And I was like, because they come
Good
in twos.
Gosh.
And I was like, do you know how much food that is? He's like, yeah, but we have like five people here. I was like, five people cannot eat that much sushi.
But they weren't rolls.
No.
Okay. Like they're just the fish.
Yeah, they come in like the twos. Yeah.
I don't know. Roy, you ever take advantage of you ever feel like you're getting gypped on an all-you-can-eat buffet?
No, I feel like they typically gyp me.
That's what I'm saying.
It's always like way expensive, and I can only ever eat one or two plates.
Yeah, I agree. I don't like the all-you-can-eat. I never feel like I get my money's worth.
And I don't like the buffets where you have to touch a spoon that everyone else has touched.
Yeah, it's not real sanitary.
Pre-pandemic, I was into it, but I guess post-pandemic. I didn't even need a sneeze guard pre-pandemic. I'm like, just let me get to that buffet. Like that Chinese buffet on 74, Independence Boulevard.
Woo! Yeah.
Your celebrity sleep. It's the Dirty with Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, Loren. Snow, sleet, all that was hampering the commute the last 2 days, but that doesn't slow Hollywood down.
No, it sure does not. Especially this Britney Spears, Jamie Lynn Spears feud. You know, we talked about this yesterday, but apparently Jamie Lynn says that she has text messages from Britney that, I guess, clear her name. And she is willing to share them with the Call Her Daddy podcast, which is going to drop today.
The Call Her Daddy podcast?
Dude, yes.
It's a Barstool podcast.
Okay.
And, yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, good for the podcast, but...
I mean, it's a big podcast.
I know it is.
On Spotify.
But if they're so good, go on radio. Get paid for, like, doing, like, short segments like we do and making money and getting
ratings.
Didn't
they, Nicole?
She doesn't know.
Oh, okay.
Nicole's a radio producer.
I think they started. I don't know.
They should go back to radio.
okay.
See, so, Roy, now you got me all fired up.
I'm sorry.
Well, you were fired up for other reasons before we got
Shut up.
Here.
All righty.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, so, Mainey, we were talking about this yesterday, too, but the Betty White Challenge was going around, and it was to celebrate Betty White's birthday, and she asked everybody, I guess, or her estate did, to donate $5 to an animal charity of your choice. Well, country singer Trisha Yearwood, she raised $24,000 in like 15 minutes. So a lot of money went to these places.
Don't worry, I donated on y'all's behalf because I know none of you did it. So I donated $20 to the Carolina Boxer Rescue. That's $5 for each of you.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
And Katy Perry says that Orlando Bloom, her boo, has a really disgusting habit of flossing his teeth everywhere he goes. I am kind of guilty of this. I carry floss around in my bag, but she says it's not just the bathroom. It's in the car. It's in their bed. It's everywhere. And I have also flossed my teeth in our bed before, and Dallas has told me how disgusting that is.
Well, we just talked about that a little while ago. Roy, how often do you floss?
A couple times a year. I'm not proud of it.
Hey, we got a lot of text messages from people who thought that was disgusting, by the way.
Cute.
I'm sorry. I brush my teeth.
Yeah, well, that's good. One step in the right direction.
Yeah.
So a few days ago, we told you that Olivia Coppo was trying to get on a plane to Mexico with her NFL star boyfriend who is from right here in Charlotte. Well, if you actually want to see what she was wearing, you can head to kiss951.com and the article is up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. If you missed anything, check it out on the MRL Show Replay on Demand. You can go listen to that wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll have the War of the Roses on the MRL Show War of the Roses podcast. What else, Roy? You going to be here tomorrow?
I don't know. I almost fell taking out the trash. I might still be under winter weather advisory. I don't know.
Listen to the rap party. We're going to talk more about how Roy almost fell, Nicole almost fell, and Loren almost fell, but Nicole ate it early this morning. You didn't even hear that story, Roy.
Okay.
We'll do that on the rap party. Go listen to additional 15-20 minutes of MRL. All right?
I love it.
All right, toodles.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.